www.blogtalkradio.com.
The vote, the bump, the strike. Some of what we're going to talk about here in this hour of America Tonight. This week, of course, it's 11 years ago. We remember what happened on September 11th, a clear, beautiful day like any other. People just going to work, kissing their kids, dumping them off, calling family members, packing lunches, doing all kinds of things, and who knew it would be their last time to do that. Nearly 3,000 Americans and others losing, part of that mix, losing their lives on American soil. We know about the Shanksville plane that goes down, the heroes, and the Pentagon, the plane that went into the Pentagon, and, of course, the planes into the World Trade Center buildings, and just how eerie that was. Speaking of eerie, every single time I hear this, it just, just brings back a flood of memories for me. And I'm going to let you hear this. Remember the president, Bush, at the time, and what he said after he visited Ground Zero, when he was there, and when he talked about what was going to happen in the future with this country.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended. I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks.
Yeah, remember at the time, the first comments you heard, which you heard there, those were comments that the president actually made when he was at a school in Florida. He was reading to some kids, and Andy Carr whispered to him what had happened, and you can see now when you see it in slow motion, you look at his face and the surprise and the shock, and then ultimately addressing the press and saying exactly what you heard there. But it took another president to take down bin Laden and a lot of intelligence in between to see that happen. The story that I think is so chilling to many people, and it's being reported all over the place, and I guess this is because now the widow has always spoken out, but I think that more people are finding out about the story, I guess, is the reason why. And it's on just tons of websites and whatnot, because there are a lot of stories. This is when the stories come out about, oh, I remember this happened, or what actually happened to the World Trade Center. And, you know, you hear the stories of people calling and saying, hey, tell them I'm fine, I'm great, and then boom, the next building goes down, and they weren't fine, and they weren't great, and they couldn't find them. That was my story that I saw. The scary, sad, awful thing to me was I saw so many faces everywhere I walked of posters of people wanted, and they would talk about, this is my son, this is my husband, this is my brother, this is my wife. All those, I mean, just plastered everywhere. And to this day, there are still, in many places, those same little flyers that are posted around about, you know, can you help me find my husband? Just very chilling. So the story that now is coming out among all the stories that are shared is this Connecticut family. A guy named Randy Scott, on the morning of September 11th, when the World Trade Center was attacked, he died that day when the towers collapsed, but I don't think he thought he was going to die, because the first plane had flown into the tower, to the other tower. He called his wife, who was a teacher, left a message with the people at the school that he was fine. So she wasn't even thinking anything had happened. And then, of course, both towers go down, and he worked at the he had been in the building, and he worked near those, or worked for the Euro brokers. And what had happened was they thought that he died instantly. You know, there's, I guess, some relief in that. You know, when people say, well, at least it was quick. That's just a phrase that we use when we talk about death. Well, hey, it was quick. You know, it was a terrible thing, awful thing that happened, but it was quick, so they didn't feel it, right? There's something to that that comforts us. So that family, the Scott family, thought that Randy Scott died instantly when Flight 175 flew into the towers near where he had worked. It turns out, though, that there was actually a piece of paper that a note was scrawled on that said 84th floor, West Office, 12 people trapped. He wrote it. And that note was passed around to a lot of different people for 10 years before DNA testing confirmed a match and helped the New York City Medical Examiner's Office track down the family with this piece of paper because it had trace amounts of his blood. So here it's been the decade. They get the phone call that we have this piece of paper, and it just kind of takes your breath away. It makes you think in their heads they believed, well, it was quick. At least it was quick. And now they learn that, no, he was sitting there waiting to be helped, was trapped, and then ultimately died. And his widow, Denise Scott, said the minute she saw it, she knew it was his handwriting. And this is one of those stories that, like I said, takes your breath away. And it's one that's being reported a lot. I saw a little snippet of this on some PBS show about 9/11. I believe it was her talking about this. And the interesting thing is, and good for them for doing this, the museum that isn't open now should be open in a year. They gave the paper to the museum to exhibit this, you know, put it out there. And I think that's where it belongs, so people can see it, because it just shows you the human tragedy of what happened on 9/11. The next couple of shows, we will mix in conversation, of course, about that. 11 years later, we're going to talk to an eyewitness in our next show who was there right in the middle of everything that had happened when nobody had a clue of what was going on. And just this, as I said, beautiful day, just a clear, nice day. And that was the conversation. You know, the common denominator among all of us humans is the weather. And in New York, they talk about the weather a lot. You see a stranger, you're standing there next to each other. Weather becomes part of that conversation. There were a lot of conversations about weather until the planes went into the buildings. And, wow, just awful. On that note, one quick thing to mention about the 9/11 families. They got $80 million in scholarships. We had to give you a positive twist on that. You think of the all the unborn kids and losing fathers or mothers or whatever. So a private fund says that it's given out that money in the scholarships to children and domestic partners and spouses and whatever, you know, victims from September 11th. And the Families of Freedom Scholarship Fund is what they're called. They say it includes $12.7 million in needs-based scholarships for the academic year. How great is that? Because how many of those people wouldn't be able to go to school, have managed to do that without that money? Speaking of sad things, but turning a tragedy into something that the family can look at in a different way, we're talking about a product that is revolutionizing what it means to visit your loved one after they die. That's coming up on the flip side.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
People don't like to talk about a lot, but let me tell you, our next guest, the guy I'm going to introduce you to, has a revolutionary idea that is taking, I think it's going to take the nation by storm. Jared Sandon joins us now, and he is the founder of Life Marker. Check it out. We're talking about headstones that literally allow people to speak from beyond the grave. I am not kidding you. Jared, thanks for stopping by America Tonight. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
So, Life Marker, now, I didn't really explain this. I just said it allows people to speak from beyond the grave. So you can imagine that people driving around right now or sitting up listening to us, wherever they might be, whatever they might be doing, are like, what is she talking about? Explain what Life Marker is.
Sure. Yeah. Essentially, it's a genealogy chip, if you will. Basically, when that gets mounted to a stone in a cemetery or any place where somebody may go memorialize their loved one after they passed away. And essentially what it allows you to do is you hold your any smartphone or tablet PC or iPad or tablet up to it, and instantly you'll see that person's photos. You can watch some home videos of them, hear that person's voice, and as well as there's a family tree aspect inside the application where you can, you know, have pictures of all your nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, cousins, sons, and tell a little bit about each person. So it allows the next generation to see who this generation was in their own voice, and allow this generation to tell their life story to the next generation who they may not ever meet.
How did you come up with this idea? Because you were thinking apps, and how do you make this more interactive? How do you get people to, when they're going and they feel depressed or they just want to celebrate someone's life, this is a great way to do it. But how did this all start?
Sure. Well, I actually, I also own a monument company here in Beaumont. And so through the process of selling headstones to family members, and especially wives, you know, a lot of them have told me over the years that the one thing that they've missed is their husband's voice. You know, after somebody passes away, you don't realize how much you cherish that person's voice and that aspect of that person until they're gone. So, and then I also have an extensive software background. So putting the monument business and my software background, together, we came up with LifeMarker.
Yeah. What's been the reaction so far from customers and other people?
Sure. Extremely positive. I receive emails almost weekly from people that say that going through the process of making your life marker or building the life marker for somebody that has already passed away, it's almost therapeutic. You know, it allows them to go through, it brings some families together because they all come together and gather old photos, start to tell stories. A lot of times it kind of brings everybody together while they're trying to build the life marker for somebody that has passed away. Or if you're doing it more on a pre-need basis, a lot of families, you know, kind of make a nice activity out of it and set their mother or their grandmother or their grandfather or grandfather or father down on the couch and have that person tell their life story. And everybody has a story, no matter how insignificant somebody feels that their life has been, they all have some aspect of their life that is interesting to the next generation.
Boy, no kidding about that, because I think there's so much that gets lost, and that's why the Ancestry.com and all those other things really took off, where people were trying to hang on and trace their family tree and their stories they don't know. But here you actually have stories. And I think, without a doubt, there's something about the voice deal, because remember, you probably remember this, Jared, a lot of people would save tape from an answering machine just so they could hear the person's voice over and over again. So now you don't have to do that. You don't have to save all those messages from your phone or whatever. That can be used for this, you know, this gravestone app, essentially. So somebody could come in, it doesn't matter how old they are, somebody could come in and say, well, I want to create one, and they buy that, create it, and then they have it just ready to roll. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and ideally, that is one of the problems. People never know when somebody may pass away. It could happen. It could be an expected event, or it could be a tragic car accident or something that was completely unexpected. So that's the reason, you know, when people pass away, the only thing they will have is a voicemail or a couple of photos or something like that. And that's truly sad. And so what we, encourage people to do, especially with the cell phone voicemails, is if somebody was to ever come in, we actually advise them to get that message off of that cell phone immediately, because so many times you'll accidentally hit the wrong button and it gets deleted and there's nothing your cell phone carrier can do to bring it back.
It's
almost like ripping the bandage off the wound all over again.
Yeah, and you know, you can put it, if I'm right about this, and you'll know obviously, where you can put it on like a bench or a plaque or gravesite. I mean, there's a lot of places you could put these QR codes, right?
Absolutely, because a lot of people are actually choosing not to, especially now the trend is more towards cremation. That's a growing trend in our country now. So people are planting a tree or are donating a park bench to a park or something like that. So this chip can be put onto any clean, smooth, dry surface.
Yeah. You weren't surprised that this took off, were you?
No, I'm glad that it is, you know, and anytime you're starting a new business, you know, it's always scary in the beginning.
Yeah.
But, we are seeing some tremendous headways.
Yeah, so as you said, you started off as the monument guy. The trends have really changed. Are you seeing more cremations? Is that what, so people are doing that and spreading ashes somewhere, or keeping ashes in an urn, or doing other things?
Well, a lot of times families are planting a tree or donating you know, a flower garden to, you know, a local garden place, or like a community park or something like that, in honor of that loved one, you know. So a lot of families are still doing the traditional burials, but there is a growing trend, you know, that people are moving toward, you know, doing these park benches or planting a tree in that person's honor and spreading the ashes and cremation.
When somebody,
you know, that's where this life marker really plays a key role.
Yeah. When somebody comes in and they say, okay, I think this is, yes, I like this. I like this idea. It's, this is the wave of the future because everything's about barcodes and your iPhone and iPads and all of that anyway. So why not? Sure. What's the biggest question that they have? What's the biggest thing that they're confused about?
Well, I think the biggest question that they have is, you know, how long it'll last, what happens if it ever gets lost, damaged, or stolen, or, you know, or those types of questions, you know, and what we have is we have a policy of the company, if it ever gets lost, damaged, or stolen, we replace them at no cost, and whatnot, but, and probably the biggest other question people have is if they're not real computer savvy, how do they get their information onto the chip and onto the servers and things like that? And we have a support team that helps them through that process of getting their stuff on the site.
Yeah, how to upload it. You've seen a lot of them. What's the most creative? Can you think off the top of your head what's one of the most creative that you've ever seen? Because I'm thinking in my head, pictures and videos, and boy, there's a lot you could do with that.
Well, there is, and some people are more artistic than others, and so you can always tell when somebody has got that artistic look and feel to their videos, you know, because they have lots of software out there on the internet to where you can, you know, do these video photo video editing and put music to it and things like that. So if somebody, when they do buy it, if they have like a niece or a nephew or a grandson or somebody else in their family that's got a little bit of creativity to them, they can really build out their life marker quite nice.
Yeah, and I would imagine that the bulk of the customers are older people. Are they mostly older people?
You know, it's quite interesting. I was actually thinking that the majority of our customers were going to be the younger generation, but mm-hmm. It's the older generation that has really adopted it the most. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with they've gotten a little taste of the technology era, you know, that a 25, 26, 27-year-old has, and they've seen the Facebooks and the Twitters and all of this stuff. So it's their way of getting involved in that whole process, as well as preserving their family story for the next generation. You know, as people get up into their 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, you begin to think about what happens next and what am I going to leave to the next generation. And
yeah.
Many times the next generation doesn't want money or things. You know, they cherish the life stories and the feedback from the older generation. And that way they know where they came from.
Yeah, very cool. Jared, founder of Life Marker. You can check it out at lifemarker.com. Thanks for coming on the show. You've got my wheels turning here, thinking about different things. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. You have a good one.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Tonight, don't forget our second week of Nail the Score. That's on our Friday early morning show in the third hour. The computer will randomly pick the game of the week. You call up and tell us what team you think's going to win, what you think the final score will be. Maybe you're going to end up like Dave in Vermont, who right out of the chute week one, boom, he nailed the score first game, and the game of the week was the kickoff game. The Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys winning that one 24-17. He guessed it. And he wins the swag bag from America Tonight. So you could be a winner, too. In fact, I have a feeling that this is going to be one of those seasons where we have a bunch of winners because we had such a drought in between. But the drought is officially over here on ATM. And our next show, more on September 11th. We're going to talk to one of the eyewitnesses. You know, there were many, but this is somebody who was right there in the heart of the whole thing. And he'll tell us what he remembers, what he saw, that kind of stuff. Plus, Jeff Atticott looking at how much safer are we now since 9/11, what has happened, what shouldn't have happened, and what needs to happen. And also coming up on America Tonight, right here in this very segment, we're going to check the mailbag. In fact, without further ado, because I'm going to try to cram in as much of your snail mail as I can, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Bubba says, Kate, did you happen to check out the 60 Minutes story about the Navy SEAL and his book with all the details on what happened that night they got bin Laden? And that's all Bubba says. But, yes, I did happen to see it. In fact, we played a little bit of it on our last show, little snippets from it that CBS had posted. Yes, he, I thought, was just describing what happened, talked about meeting the president wanting to know who actually took the shot, giving the SEALs, the members of the SEAL Team 6, the Silver Star, and not saying who took the shot. Nobody would say who took the shot. And then also talking about just details of what, you know, what happened, how it all went down, what happened when the helicopter crashed, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So what's interesting, Bub, and I don't think he didn't ask this, but did what was said, did it endanger any of the members of the SEAL team? And will this book do any kind of danger to any of the SEALs that are out there? Because, you know, always the concern is identifying people who are part of it's like undercover in a different way, in a much different way. It's like undercover cops. And once they've been exposed, that's it, they're done. They especially when they've really been doing it for a while and they've been planted in different areas, then that's it, they're used, they're gone. There's absolutely no way they can put them back in that situation, even though it could be tried. It would be very, very dangerous. So now the question is, because of what's been revealed in the book and the recent interviews, is there any kind of a target on the back of any of the members of SEAL Team 6? Does this, you know, does the mystery surrounding the whole bin Laden thing, does this put that, you know, the more information that's out there, does this put more of those people in danger? You know, and what came out in a story that I actually just saw, just quickly I'll tell you about this, and this has been, I think, all over the wires, I'm sure of it, but the special ops force behind the bin Laden raid is saying Navy SEAL 6, you know, Team 6, that kind of stuff. The family members for one of the you know, SEAL Team 6 members who was killed in Afghanistan in 2011, his parents, Aaron Vaughn's parents, say that this really is what led to his death, because they say they don't believe even their son was part of the bin Laden mission, but the entire team shares that victory. That's the whole idea. But once the name was out there, it also sent a message to people who would be trying to retaliate for bin Laden's death that, hey, look for that Navy SEAL Team 6 and, you know, take your shots at them. And, of course, as you remember, 3 months after bin Laden was killed, that helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan, and Aaron Vaughn was one of the 17 SEALs that was killed in that incident. And there were very few details that came out of that. I think the government tried to just shut down a lot of the conversation there, because there was 30 people that were on that helicopter when it was taken out, and knowing perhaps that one of them was on there might have been the reason why it was lit up as a target in the first place. And this new book brings up questions of that. Does this make it worse for anybody else that's connected to the team? I don't know. That goes back to what's a secret, what's not a secret. When you leave, what can you tell? and how much do we really need to know? And in some cases, I'm on the fence. In this one, I'd say anything that possibly exposes anybody, possibly puts them in harm's way because they're shrouded in secrecy, and that's the deal. That's not good. It's not good to have that out there. All right, let's try to cram in a bunch more. Mary says to us, listening in Vermont, 9/11, can't believe here we are, year 11. And I have to say that in some ways I feel somewhat safer, but in other ways I wonder if we're just doing the same old things. It just looks good. It looks like something's being done. But really, when we get the shakedown, as you call it, Kate, at the airport, do you think that if somebody wanted to go after us on a plane, they wouldn't be able to get through? The answer is, I think there still is a great chance somebody could get through if they wanted to do it. And I think the reason why is, it wouldn't be so much through the front door, it'd be the back door. As an employee, as getting a hold of an employee's pass, as we have seen, getting somewhere near the tarmac, positioning themselves in the right spot to load something onto a plane, that's what I think is scary and has the biggest possibility of happening. If another plane were to be commandeered or something loaded on the plane, which is what I think is more likely, then that's how it'll come out. It doesn't have to be somebody going through the front. It's probably somebody coming through the back. And access to secure areas would be how they would, you know, would be, I think, how they would do it. Here's one from Jumpin' John. I used to have a friend in, I think it's him, I used to have a friend in high school. His name was Jumpin'. He was a basketball player. He was so tall. He played for Camden Catholic. Anyway, I don't think it's, that's neither here nor there. I don't think it's him. Jumpin' is an interesting name, though. The question is, this teacher's strike, Ms. Delaney, here we go again with the unions. Who suffers the most? Is it the teachers themselves? Is it the kids? Or is it the people in Chicago? Which do you say really bears the brunt of this? Well, rule out the people of Chicago, because who cares? So sad that people are protesting, and when you go out to lunch at Panera, you might have to walk around them. That's an easy one. The kids, well, they lose out because they're not in school. Are they supposed to be learning something? So they're not in school, and the parents have to figure out a way to take care of them, depending on their ages and who's around and all that kind of stuff. What a nightmare that could be. You know who really loses out? Just the system in general is so hijacked, and hijacked by a union where the average teacher is making 70-some thousand dollars. I mean, granted, Chicago, trust me, I've been there, it is not a cheap city. But wash all that aside, they were offered 16% increase. And that wasn't, they wouldn't take it. Now, that's not the only thing, their only beef, but that's one of their beefs. Wages certainly is one of them. And classroom conditions, too. Problems with the classroom. So it's not just about money, but the 16%. Boy, how many people listening to me? Are you called into offices and being given huge raises? Are you being given, if you're given a raise, what's the percentage these days? I have a friend who's an exec for Fox, and it's like you're dancing in the street if you get a 3% increase, because always the answer is, you know, you get tens across the board, perfect, but we can't give you a huge increase because nobody's getting a big increase. In fact, there's cutbacks in so many other departments, so 3%, you are at the top of the heap. 16, that sounds pretty decent to me. So is this a question of the union being too powerful? Remember, if you have anything to say, you can certainly do it. Express yourself, as Madonna would say back in the old days anyway. Send me an email at americatonight.net. Have you ever ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it, see you call for more. I like to reggae, but you can't fast for me. I like to make my food, you can make me.
Some odds and ends. There's some kooky things happening across the good old USA. Maybe right there in your nook or cranny, if there's something that's happened that just makes you say, wow, I can't believe it, send it to me. Send it to me. I want to know what it is. Somebody, in fact, sent this to me from my family. That's how I knew about it. Good old bum, 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 bum. Action News. It's one of the largest affiliates in the country, and they have the same set, I swear, from when I was 3 years old, and the same sound that of that newscast. I'm sure all of you have various news people you listen to, and one thing you'll notice is the people change, especially if you're in smaller areas. But the sets, a lot of times they'll redo sets, and they spend lots and lots of money. In big cities, they spend like, you know, $10 million to redo a set. And yet they can't beat the good old standby that does very little to revamp its graphics or any of the things that you see. It's just a plain old studio. So anyway, somebody sent me something from their archives, a story that just actually really just broke. The cops in Atlantic City say a guy fell 40 feet from an escalator at a brand new casino, Revel Casino, in Atlantic City, and it happened on Monday morning. He was going up an escalator. He was sitting, check this out, he was sitting on the rubber handrail side, according to people who were watching this anyway, the witnesses. He fell backwards and landed in the lobby. He was seriously injured. They took him to a hospital, and they're checking the surveillance video to see if they can back that up. Oh, you know, it's just stupid to do that with the handrail. I can't believe somebody purposely would be that reckless or idiotic unless he had a couple drinks or whatever the reason would be. And then, of course, he falls, and he's lucky. Well, who knows? Who knows what the extent of the injuries are? He's lucky he wasn't killed on the spot. You can't mess around with that. You can't mess around with escalators. I had an aunt that used to be afraid of escalators because she said she saw somebody get stuck one time in the grooves of it. I don't know how that happened, but certainly falling backwards or doing anything with the rubber part of the escalator puts you in that particular situation, I think. So that's definitely a crazy odd in an end, and we really don't know what's going to happen there with that guy. Hopefully he survives that. Here's something else that I thought, you know, struck my interest, and I thought this was, you know, one of those things that you read about and you say, oh, please let that never be me. The times that my nephew has dragged me on different rides, and you have to go on this and you have to go on that, and, you know, whatever. But to be trapped somewhere, and the interesting thing about this story is we're not even talking about a ride. We're talking about almost like a hoax or a school prank. In Athens, Ohio, they used to do this. You know the water towers that we see driving into a city? Ah, there's a water tower. Well, police in Alliance, Ohio, so they found four students ringing in the new school year, four stories off the ground. They were on a water tower platform. So they had to call firemen to get them. What were they going to do? And they were so high up, the ladders didn't reach. They didn't reach them. So they had these small ground ladders, and they tried to rescue them with these ground ladders, but they were too short. So they had, because they had trucks that had taller ground ladders that were out of commission, were being worked on. So they had to do something else. They brought them down one at a time, with a firefighter on the ladder below them in case they were going to slip and fall. They had instead another 35-foot ladder they were able to find and put up. But can you imagine? I'd love to hear the cops' conversation after everybody was down. What were you thinking? Are you kidding me? Climbing the tower? And how'd you think you were going to get down? What goes up must come down. It's not always that easy, though. And you know that there had to be something else involved to this. I'm thinking some kind of a prank or some kind of a dare or some kind of an initiation thing maybe, too. But they're going to get charged in it. They'll definitely get trespassing and probably underage consumption of beer or alcohol. That's when it's not so fun when you have to call... We have to call the family and tell them what happened. I met a water tower and I was walking home. Yeah, that's what happened. Honesty is the best policy, even if it's really, really tough. You know, we hear about these brown recluse spiders. And I was having a conversation with someone the other day about that, you know, they're flesh-eating. Your flesh, well, your hand, your face, wherever it is that you might get bit by the brown recluse is deadly, especially if you don't realize it and don't attend to it quickly. There's all kinds of things that can happen to you. And I happened to see this from San Antonio, Texas. A rare, very rare spider actually stopped construction on a state highway, and the state highway is 151. Some of you may have heard of it or not. But this rare spider put the project on hold. The Texas Department of Transportation stopped working on the underpass project to ease the traffic. But because of what they call the bracken Bat Cave Mesh Weaver. Ooh, that's a mouthful. Because of that, on site, they decided to wait to halt things. Man, it's an eyeless spider that's an endangered species and hasn't been seen in more than 3 decades. They found it in a 6-foot-deep cave in the median where they had been working after rainfall exposed it. That's a good day at work. You're going there to just dig, and then you find this rare spider that everybody wants to know. How did you find it? And you see pictures of it, and it actually looks like a brooch. You know, the brooch your grandmother wore? It looks like one of those, but it's hardly a brooch. It's a spider. It's a very rare spider. Thank goodness they didn't just toss it somewhere. They didn't just not take pictures, and they didn't just hold on to it. Or they did hold on to it. Thank goodness they didn't just decide, oh, let's just talk this thing. Let's just toss this thing. Because we're coming up on Halloween, this is always a parent's nightmare, some idiot putting something in the candy or the apple or whatever it is. And I don't think this had anything to do with it, but it brought up, conjured up the image of people trying that. But in San Diego, there was somebody who, a woman who found a nail in her candy. I gotta say, that's not good. She's probably got a very good lawyer. And where did that all come from is the, you know, ultimately is the question. So what it is from General Mills, and they say they're going to send an envelope and some kind of a voucher to replace the threat. And we're talking about a box of chocolate marshmallow bars. That's where the treat initially came from. So Veronica Riviera said she purchased a Golden Grahams Treats chocolate marshmallow bar. Oh, that sounds awful, doesn't it? Halfway through eating it, she found a nail that looked like any other chocolate chip inside the bar, but she, of course, didn't eat it after that. She was freaked out. General Mills wanted to see it, as I said, and they haven't gotten any other complaints about that. Because, see, here's the thing. Was she watching Law & Order and figure out a way that she could actually plant something, or was something actually there? General Mills will get to the bottom of it. If there's any way that she was dogging it, they will find out, to be sure. So maybe that's why there was a little bit of a hesitation there. Just like the mailbag, if you have anything to throw in on odds and ends, do it. AmericaTonight.net.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto 2 supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.